Hello.
Hi, is this Fat Joey's?
It sure is.
Hi, this is Ruben Goldstein at Bank of Cardiff. I think I got your email earlier. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. How about yourself? This is Ashley, the CFO.
How are you doing? I'm doing well. Busy. Do you have a minute?
I sure do.
And is my number showing up properly on your caller ID? It ends in
It
9102.
sure is. It's an 818 number.
Okay, perfect. It's an 818 number?
Yep, it's showing up a California number, a San Diego number.
818 or 858?
I believe it's 818. Let me just make sure. I'm sorry. Yep. There we go. Yep, it's
858?
858.
I thought something might be wrong with our phones. Okay. So,
My eyes play tricks on me.
and so is this a brand new business? Is this a second location? Could you tell me a little about the business?
We are a startup business.
Okay.
We opened up, the LLC was established in February, and we are hopefully looking to open up the doors in about 2 weeks. We are trying.
And what is your relationship to Joseph Drach?
He's my father.
Okay, and he's the sole owner of the business, correct?
Yes, that is
Okay.
correct.
So I noticed on your credit there's a lot of inquiries for equipment financing. I do understand that the startup market is very, very hard to get approved right now, and so customers just keep on getting their credit reran. The company that's run his credit multiple times, it's the same company
Time.
actually. I'm
It's
sorry?
time.
Time
Time,
payment?
equipment, yes, time payment.
Yeah, so have you done any financing with them or?
We're getting our deli cases, and it's not finalized yet.
Have you signed any
We're
documents?
no, we have not.
Okay.
We're getting we're well we're, That's what we're in the process of doing right now. We are trying to get We started with $53,000.
Okay.
Quickly realized that that does not go far at all. Because the building that we rented out had a lot more issues than we realized.
Okay.
So we are just trying to find out what we can. We talked to the company in Atlanta, and they recommended you guys for coolers.
Okay.
The inquiries, I'm not sure why they actually ran his credit 3 times, because that
You
was not
probably
supposed to
went to the
happen.
same. You probably went to different finance companies who resent it there. That's mostly likely what happened.
Well, and what's crazy, because we actually had to call Time personally and talk to them to get that resolved, because we have only talked to 2 finance companies so far,
Okay.
and it's been ran like 4 times apparently.
I think like two or three, I can tell you. Give me a second.
Oh, because we had to get the we had to get
It's
the
ran one,
professional.
two, three times actually. Once on the
Okay.
19th of April, once on the 12th, once on the 10th of May. So let me tell you, and are you working directly with them or through a third party originator?
We're working directly with Time now. We were working with a third party, but since all the headaches happened, we just cut the third party out, and we're working directly with Time now.
How much are you potentially financing with them?
With them, $6,500.
Okay. So here's what I can do for you. So, can you hear me okay?
I sure can. I'm
So
outside with my
startup
dog.
financing,
Sorry.
there's a good news and a bad news. Startup financing, we do pure startup restaurants up to $75,000. However, there's a lot of inquiries on the credit. There are some concerns on the credit. So I want to ask you questions. It sounds like you're trying to get as much money as possible so you don't kind of run out of cash flow. Is that accurate?
Yep, that is
Perfect. So here's my thought. Joseph's credit, I'm sure you're familiar with his credit profile, correct?
Yeah, he had the 3 little dings that he has on there. That's actually workman's comp is supposed to be covering it, and
Okay.
he's been fighting that for it's the medical issues that are on there. He's been fighting that now. He
I'm not
got
I'm
hurt at
not too
work and
I'm not just to jump in, I'm not too concerned about his little collections. That's not my concern. My concern is that he has very few active accounts. He almost has none.
because he
So
paid off everything. Yeah, and
here's
that's
my
yeah.
thought process. Now I see he's probably a veteran. He has an account with USAA, correct?
Yeah. Yep. My
All
well,
right.
he was, and my mom is too.
Okay.
And I'm 100% service connected vet too.
Okay. All right. I have USAA as well. That's why I see that. My dad was in the military.
Yeah.
Here's my thought process. You've got to get just a way to get funding for this essential equipment, but not waste your time. So with his credit alone, it's going to be very, very, I mean, I'll try, but I'm just giving you a fair warning. It'd be quite difficult for him to obtain an approval of $13,000 just due to the inquiries and also due to that he has no current credit. His USAA card, he's actually an authorized user, so he has no current credit history. So Time Payment is a good company. They look at things, I think, very heavily on personal credit, but that's why they're doing limited and approval. What I think is the most appropriate situation here, and I do this, is to do this. I think what makes most sense is we should potentially get, if you and your mom are involved in this business, do you guys have good credit?
I don't.
You don't? How about your mom?
I'm not. I'll have to ask my mom.
So,
I'm not sure about my mom because I know she's not on the business. She's not on anything to deal with the business.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. The loans we do, unlike Time Payment Corp is a good company, but our loans actually go under business credit. They don't actually, even if you sign personally, it doesn't get reported to personal credit. But I think what needs to happen here is something needs to just slow down for a minute. What we should do is we should get her information. We should get her information or someone else, additional signer, to strengthen this file and submit it. Because if I just throw this against the wall, and I deal with underwriters all day long, it's going to be very difficult for us to get approved. But if we add a little strength, then there's a little more value there.
Okay.
Because none of you own current businesses, correct?
No.
Okay. So that's what I'd like to do before I submit it. Do you want to kind of throw that around and get back to me?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and I think the cosigner's decent. I'm not looking for we're not looking for a multimillionaire. We're looking for someone that has a few current credit history, just pays their bills. We can probably approve this up to $15,000 for you and get you on your way.
Okay, just someone who, because I know, I mean, my brother, he's in the, I mean, he has current revolving history also, but he has an issue with his student loans.
Yeah, I think
it's current, but he had issue in the past with it.
And are you guys? Does your father own real estate or does he rent?
He rents right now.
Yeah, so sure.
They're going to be buying a house soon, but not right now. After the business is up and going.
Why don't you just take a second, see if we can get an additional signer. If we can, I think we should add them to the file. If you call him back in a few hours, you say, "Hey, look, I can't do that, but I'm just trying to give you the honest opinion to get you to where you need to go."
Yeah. Okay, sounds great.
Cool. Any other questions I can answer for you right now?
Nope. I'll shoot you an email in a little while and let you know what's going on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.